guess let's just give a little introduction. This is the we're calling this OSConvasion, which is fourth or fifth ever PHPBB meetup?
David? Well, they have had quite a few in Germany.
This is probably the first in North America, though.
Yes, this is the first one in North America.
The first real PHPBB meetup in North America.
That we know of.
And OSConvasion is co-sharing with OSCON as the building communities with, creating communities with PHPBB, BOF session, which is normally stands for Birds of a Feather Session. We're going to call it Birdies of a Feather Session, I think would be better for it. My name is Douglas Bell. For those of you who don't know, I co-host the PHPBB Weekly podcast, which covers PHPBB. I helped to have organized this event here, and I'm a former mod team member from a few years ago. And I also want to thank very much a bunch of people who came here. And let's go around. Over here is, to my immediate right, Francis Lewis, known on the forums as Handyman. And to his right, David Lewis, known on the forums as Highway of Life. David co-hosts the show with me. Both Francis and David are recently retired mod team members, briefly. They're also on the QA team.
But somehow I don't feel retired.
Because we keep bringing you back.
Oh, we're actually quite tired, but not retired.
They drove all the way from Spokane to get here. And big thanks to David, who also brought down a lot of the, who helped organize some of the equipment. To his right now is Adam Ryer, who is a longtime support team member. How many years?
Approximately five.
5 years. And he's also brought a lot of equipment. He is running the video for us as well. I'll leave him in. Let's just go around and introductions. I don't know if we can pass a mic around. Can you pass the mic around?
I sure can. I have to have people come up here, I think.
Yeah. Come on. Get some exercise.
So we are representing the mod team, the support team, and
the moderator
team today.
For PHPBB.
And, of course, the former members team, the QA team, and the customization database team.
You can introduce the members that are here.
Over there on the netbook is Colin, who's Brainy on the website, moderator team. Nathan, X-Reaction, on the site, who's in the mod team. We can't get you on the mic because we're streaming, but why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Speak loud. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
There's five of you.
I'm Mike.
Okay. You want to say anything else about yourself?
No, I don't mind. Yes.
We've been seeing you at you've been running OSCAM somewhat. How did that go today? Was it more interesting than yesterday?
Poorly.
Huh?
Very poorly. Okay. There's less people than
what you have here. Well, that's partly because we have a bunch of people listening online, which is great. You too. We know who you are, but say your name anyway.
Hey, this is Syntaxer 90. I am a moderator.
Hopefully, you get heard online.
Oh, well.
Syntax Error 90 is known on the boards. And real name Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Sam.
And you've got a guest with you.
I do have a guest. I'll drag him along.
Master
Austin. Okay. I'll know who to look for now.
And okay.
So,
go ahead, David. You're going to get the name.
I missed the name. I'm sorry.
Kirk.
I got the question.
Kirk.
Kirk. Okay, Kirk, and you are a PHPBB user. You have a mailing list of 1,200 people. I'm uncertain of how it will affect the users that are on the to give a summary to the people who are listening, it's He's considering moving the mailing list, which has 1,200 users, to PHPV, but is uncertain about the social dynamics of moving those people onto PHPV and what kind of effect that will have on the users, because they're familiar with the mailing list.
Yes, and the list of very
He's kidding. It's a cheap way of doing it, but it works. Don't worry about it, Colin.
So are you hoping to switch over to PHPV to make things a little bit easier, a little bit more robust, and also, you know, to archive better everything?
Yes, because there's a lot of advantages. We have all the stuff there, but again, it's the social dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You go and isolate yourself from other people before, and that's a natural tendency to go and do that. But I also think that would be the social dynamic.
So I actually got a message from Neil Thurmond. His name is Ashley Pinner. He's a support team member.
Support.
Yes. And he's had a suggestion for you. He said, I suggest a modification to syndicate the list to the forums, and then a mod to syndicate the replies on the forums back to the list, and vice versa, and let the community move over as it sees fit. So that would be one way to handle it. That would be more of a smooth transition if you wanted to do it that way. Right. Now, you still, if you see the long-term dynamics, it would sort of depend, because, again, you still have, that would still enable you to have everything archived in the current way that you're doing it, if you wanted to continue with the community or with the mailing list. But it also is going to store information on the bulletin board and put that, you know, so it's going to share information for a long time. And if they move back over to, or if they move over to PHPV, then you've made the transition, basically, at that point. So that'd be one way to try and smooth it, if you wanted to try and smooth that transition. And So basically, you're trying to find out how the bulletin board can improve your community, how it can expand your community, and what kind of features it can offer for you that would enable you to want to basically switch from the mailing list system. In fact, I was recently I've been working with the Smart SVN. They create, well, let's see, I can't remember the company name that creates them, but Smart SVN was an SVN client that makes it for Linux, Windows, and Mac, and also Firebug, which is an extension for Firefox. And both of those use mailing lists, and one of them uses a Yahoo mailing list, the other one uses a Google Groups mailing list. And it's kind of interesting, after working on a bulletin board, those feel so clunky in comparison to working on the bulletin board, because everything is this, you know, structured replies, and you know, you can reply to something specific. And but then there was also the added benefit, sort of having the entire mailing list digest emailed to you. But then that was a lot to read through, especially if you weren't interested in all the different topics. So that's where subscriptions are helpful when you want to just read about certain topics that are on the forum already. You can just subscribe to a topic or bookmark it, and you get email notifications when there's a new reply, which then you can go read. So that would help in those cases where somebody doesn't like to filter through the whole thing, or if there's a lot of replies to a mailing list, they don't want to get 1,000 emails every month or whatever. So that's one
thing. One on the dynamic.
We're already having a discussion. How about that?
One other dynamic that I've seen with bulletin boards in that splitting effect in the community is that when people go to create a community about a certain topic or a range of topics, they tend to create too many barriers between those topics. Basically, they're split too hard. I mean, you've got you know, something, a topic on, let's say, Linux, for example, and then you've got something over here, a topic on a piece of mailing list software. Two entirely unrelated subject matters that don't really correlate with one another. So if you consolidate the, like, for example, forms on the bulletin board, you tend to get a much more generic mix, where you can mix multiple categories into one form. And essentially consolidate it, so you do get more interaction between those groups, and you help break down those barriers. Be flexible with what is, you know, allowed to be posted in one particular area, as opposed to setting hard limits on one.
Yeah, one of the problems that a lot of new board owners have is that they create way, way, way too many forums. And just as you were saying, trying to split it up too much. I've seen someone that they're initially trying to create, I think, 3,000 forums. And they were just starting out a community brand new. And 3,000 forums does not work very well.
Yeah.
for a user, when you go to that site, it looks like, oh, you know, here's an interesting site. Let's see if they have an active community. And you see 2,990 empty forums and 10 active ones. You're like, that's not an active community.
There is a very good book that on the podcast that David and I do. We had a guy named Patrick O'Keefe on. He runs this phpbbhacks.com site. He has a book called Managing Online Forums.
Online Communities.
No, Online Forums. Yeah, it's Managing Online Forums.
Okay.
Actually, there's that site, managingonlineforums.com, but it talks a lot about not so much the technical side of here's how you would download phpbb and install it and get mods installed, but, you know, people skills, community management skills, things like that to help you along if you have users that are creating factions or causing problems, and to be able to really bring the community together and manage it professionally and successfully. And so we've read it. We have copies. We have our own copies of it, and we really recommend them.
Yeah, it's a good book. Good book for somebody who's unfamiliar with managing a community, really getting established and understanding the rules and the intricacies of establishing a community and what it takes to moderate that and how best to moderate it and what not to do and some mistakes that moderators and administrators generally make and what you can avoid. So good book. Good book. Definitely recommend it for people who are not familiar with communities. Even those who are, it's good to go over. You know, I found it refreshing to go over that and go, oh, okay, you know, that's a, you know, a good helpful tip even for as an experienced administrator. So definitely good.
We didn't get to hear from you. Thanks for passing that little thing along. And it won't work. It doesn't matter that much. we're just
I'm right there.
Okay. We also brought, and if you haven't guessed, we brought along our own audience online. So for the people who are listening online, this is, we have a bunch of team members here that were already answering questions, and great opportunity to ask questions. The last time we did this was at London Invasion, which is the first ever PHPBB conference that happened last year. And most of these guys were there. I missed out because I can't travel. But I think Adam is actually going to prepare a presentation that he was going to share in for someone else. So would you like to do that now, Adam?
Sure, absolutely.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, this is our mascot, Bertie. He's been touring Austin today. We have lots of photos.
We have photos of him at almost every booth.
Almost every booth.
At Austin. Almost.
And yes, he had a lunch with us today.
And dinner.
And we have pictures to prove it.
All right. What I was going to be essentially presenting was a very basic introduction to how to get started with building a community. You can use PHPBB for this. Essentially, it's a great software platform to use for starting out that community, starting the discussions. Getting active members. So essentially what I would like to cover is the community aspect of it, which is great that you guys brought that up, since it's exactly what I was going to be presenting on. Just give an overview. Let's see here.
Francis can run it manually if it doesn't work.
There we go. Then, it might be. Can you switch over to the other side?
Nothing like pointing your remote at your computer to switch to the next slide and nothing happens.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Essentially, I'm going to give a brief introduction to who I am, what my functions are with PHPBB, give an overview of the facts of essentially the complications that you'll be facing when you're starting out and starting to develop a community. Cover the processes that you need to follow in order to from start to finish to get that community thriving. How to find members, how to keep those members. How to create valuable content on the boards, and essentially keep that content flowing from your users, and then also go over some rules, basic straightforward rules of what you should do, what you shouldn't do, in terms of keeping that community active. My name is Adam Ryer. I'm on the support team for PHBBB. I began using PHBBB back in 2002. Relatively early in its history, I was a friend of mine was a web hosting provider, and I was basically asked by him to be the administrator for the bulletin board support, essentially a bulletin board for the hosting company. And so I did a search on Google for free bulletin board, and first result that came up, PHBBB, clicked on it, and I've been using it ever since, essentially. In March of 2004, I joined phpbb.com. I've been using it for almost 2 years. At that point, about a year and a half, 2 years. When I finally actually signed up on phpbb.com and started offering the experiences that I had with that community and offering support to all the members of the community who were also getting started. In September of 2004, I was invited to join the support team by the management, and I've been on the support team ever since. Out of 54 current team members, and I believe I'm the eighth oldest on the team. So
you mean eighth oldest in terms of length of your term, not eighth oldest in terms of age.
Not in terms of age, but in terms of how long.
We have some older people on the team, believe it or not.
There's a range of the team. I think the average age is up to 26 now because of a couple people. But yes, there's a range from.
And the support team is the oldest at almost 29, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
But overall age of the entire team would be about 26.
Ranges from, I think, youngest is 16, oldest is 60-something.
63,
69, or something like that.
So it's a quite a diverse group of team members. So it can be fun at times and interesting. Okay, the facts. What are you up against if you're going to be building a community? Straightforward, the internet is massive. There's a lot of websites out there. There's a lot of communities out there. Whether they're offering support, whether they're offering discussion about a certain topic, a certain group of topics, whether you want to get support on open source software, whether you want to talk about the latest band that you're a fan of, there's multiple different communities out there. There's also social networking websites, Facebook, MySpace, which would also be considered a community in their own way. But Baltimore is more on the discussion side of that aspect. The barriers to entry are huge as a result of that. You've got, essentially you're coming up against a multi-million dollar corporation, a company like Facebook. You may not be competing directly with them, but you have to realize that if a user is going to be joining a community, what is going to make them join your community as opposed to any number of the other ones out there? Less than 2% of the visitors, this depends on the type of community, but on average, less than 2% of the visitors that visit your site will actually create an account and join and post even a single topic. Less than 5% of those will become return visitors, come back, post multiple topics, and become semi-active in that community. And then an even smaller number, less than 5% of those active users will be considered significant contributors to the community. What does that mean? Basically means that for every 1 million visitors, you'll get 20,000 registered users. And that depends on each individual community, but that's just out of that, 1,000 will be repeat visitors, and a whopping 50 out of a million will actually become significant members of the community in terms of what they're contributing to your community. Something got changed here. There we go. Is it in presentation mode? There we go. Okay. The majority of regular users of the internet, people that choose to sign up to a community, are typically a member of at most two communities. So you have to fight for their membership, effectively. Get them to join your community as opposed to something else. They're not going to be a member of 50 different forums about the same topic. That's just not going to happen. They're going to pick one, and they're typically going to stick with it if it's something that they like. I see a lot of people in the support forums that are starting out communities, installing the software, getting it set up, getting it configured, that are essentially deciding to start a community on their own without any plan of where they want that community to go. They don't have any goals set as to what they want to accomplish, which is, in a way, it's a great thing. It's great that you want to have the initiative to create a community. But at the same time, it's typically not do too well unless you have a strict plan in place. You got to know who your target audience is. You don't want to be too wide in that generalization. You don't want to open it up to an entire subject. You want to be focused on a subject, but at the same time, you want to be flexible with that as well. You want to be organized in both the techniques in terms of your management of that community and also the site itself. If people aren't able to navigate your site, if people aren't able to find the content that they want to find, they're not going to stay for very long. They're going to do a Google search, see something that may be similar to what they want to look at, and if they go to your site and they're not able to find it, they're not going to stay. And they're just going to move on to the next forum. You want to have a backup plan, because everything that you do is not going to work exactly every single time. There will be, you're going to have to make compromises, essentially. So if you had planned a certain feature in a certain way or a certain aspect of the community a certain way, you want to be be flexible in terms of what that means for your community. If it's something that you feel is not working out, go ahead and change it. You don't want to stick to it too strictly, or else you're not going to be changing the design as well. You have to ask yourself a question: what is it about my forum that will drive visitors? What is it about the content that I have on my website? What do I have to offer them? This is actually the most important part of the process. The reason for this is this is actually what will get you past the 50 per million visitors. That's just the actual visitors. Now, if a visitor to the website has an incentive to come to that website other than a Google search, the chances are that they're going to stay and participate more. So you not only have to offer content and discussions that are geared towards your visitors, but also colleagues and associates of those visitors. So if you have a discussion on a certain topic, a person reads it, finds it interesting, and they want to contribute into it, they're going to pass that link along to a friend. They're going to say, hey, you may find this interesting as well, and that word of mouth. Because communities are social networks, people do want to be around friends, so if there are people on that in that community that a certain person knows, they're going to be more likely to join it as well. So that is essentially a very large aspect of how you can get past the astoundingly large or few number of contributors you're going to get to your community in ratio to your visitors. You want to be able to encourage participation. What I mean by this is, let's say you start a discussion. You want to leave it as an open-ended question, essentially. Let's say we want to discuss this topic. You can phrase it with things like, what do you think about this? What's your opinion of this matter? Do you have any alternative viewpoints of this particular aspect? And you can essentially milk out a response from the visitors of the website and make them think that, oh, hey, I've got an idea. I can contribute something to this. I'm going to create an account. I'm going to post my opinion or my knowledge to this and they'll help out other people as well. And you also want to reward that participation. So let's say a member of the community is becoming fairly active. You want to be able to recognize that. When you first start out, you're going to have a very small group of dedicated users. If it's a fairly inactive community, the majority of people aren't going to want to stick around for the main reason that they're just not producing enough content for them. Maybe they have no reason to keep checking back every day. So you are going to have a small group of dedicated users. You want to be able to reward them. You want to be able to trust them and make them essentially the veterans of the community so that they are not only participating in the community but also encouraging discussion themselves. So they're doing the work for you, essentially. And you also want to have patience. You're not going to be able to create a bulletin board or a forum or a community with 100,000 users overnight. You may not want to have a community with 100,000 users. You may just want to make a discussion board between a local area of your community when it's only 10 or 15 members in it. You may want to scale that larger, or you may want to go all the way and create something very large. But overall, you're going to need to have patience with it because not everything is going to work right off the bat. And you've got to play with it a little bit and try it out and see exactly what works for you for your community. Basic rules associated with joining a community, essentially what to do and what not to do. Again, I just said that this basically transitions before you have to be patient. You have to be organized. If someone comes to your site and it's got a complete organized mess, you don't have a set of rules in place, you don't have a moderation team in place that is able to direct and guide users who are maybe new to the site, who maybe don't know or just getting familiar with it and want to be organized and make them feel welcome to the community. You want to be simple. You don't want to make it too complicated. You don't want to have 3,000 forms that cover every aspect of every possible topic. It makes it a little bit too broad. People are going to get lost. They're not going to see other content. As you said, you have 2,990 forms that are empty and the other 10 are active. That's just doesn't look good overall. At the same time, you want to make sure it's professional. So you don't want to have one form where everything is dumped in. You want to be organized and professional and cover the topic appropriately according to what the community is looking for. Be flexible. If someone, let's say you have a discussion about Linux or Ubuntu, you want to have a community for our moves or something like that. Someone decides to come in and post a question about, let's say, FreeBSD. Is it really a MAL to go to? No. But they have a question about FreeBSD. They want to have share some information about FreeBSD. Does it really have something to do with Ubuntu? Kind of. They're both open source. They're both the same, similar structure and things along those lines. So you want to be able to encourage that as well. Maybe not. You don't want to essentially lock the topic and say, no, this isn't allowed here. We don't want any of this discussion here. This is for Ubuntu. If you try to nurture that along, answer their question, be friendly with it, maybe we'll have a higher likelihood of coming back and maybe becoming more interested in the topic that is in that form. And once they realize that, hey, this is about Ubuntu, we'll start going along with that as well. You don't want to shut the door right off the bat. Definitely want to make it feel well. Be friendly. That goes with that as well. Be friendly and professional. Make people feel welcome as well. Be trusting of your users. If you have a team or a set of dedicated users and large contributors to the community, you want to be able to reward that and have them trust in you. So if they are essentially helping and guiding other users, you may want to recognize that and say, hey, listen, I recognize you're doing a great job. Why don't you go ahead and become part of a moderation team or become part of a staff member of the community and essentially recognize them for that. Because if you're going off on a venture and creating a community on your own, that may work great for the first 100, 150, 200 members, but as soon as you start going beyond that, it's going to get a little bit out of hand, and you have to be able to trust other people to do the work for you, providing you with a place to set rules in the way that you need. And finally, being a team player. Don't do everything yourself. If you think something should be done a certain way, stated that way, if you have a set of staff members that think, hey, this could be done a little bit different, be open to that. A lot of times your community members know your community better than you do. They're looking at it from a different perspective. And you're looking at it from the perspective of, hey, I'm an administrator, I have to keep this focused, I have to keep this organized, it has to work. Where they are looking at it from the perspective of, hey, I'm coming here to have fun, I'm coming here to discuss a topic that I enjoy, and so you essentially want to be a team player with that as well. I'll be open to suggestion and not have it as a second script. Ultimately, the way the community goes is up to you. It all depends on how much time you want to put into it, how much dedication you want to put into it, how much you really care about that topic. But PHPBB, with the features that it offers, with the overall product, is very, very solid in terms of allowing you to create a community and essentially do everything that you want to do. You've got the modding community, so if you have a certain feature that is not part of PHPBB out of the box, you can go to the modding community, the plugins, and bring those in, maybe appropriate to your form. There's a lot of CMSs, like Joomla, which have great integration with PHPBB, so if you want to use that for the site, the actual site content, of your board and the forms on the side, great integration there as well. So it's a very solid product, very secure, very scalable. It'll work from communities from 10 to 9. Essentially, phpbb.com has about 3 million users. Actually, that's not quite that many. It's about 350,000 users, just over 3 million topics. That's relatively small in comparison to some of the big boards out there. So it definitely is scalable for and is able to accomplish anything that you want it to do. Because of its open source nature, if you don't like something about it, go to the modding community, or if you have a skill set, change it yourself. And if you do change something and make it something favorable to the needs, you have the option to give that back to the community to someone else built on that same feature that you want. And you can contribute to the project as well.
Question from a listener.
Okay.
How should people best handle moderation professionally?
Overall, you want to be flexible with it. You want to have a set of rules on the board. So let's say you don't want to have profanity on the board. You definitely want to enforce that, make sure that people are aware of it. But at the same time, if someone who's relatively new to the community messes up, and maybe makes a mistake here and there. You can send them a private message on the board and say, hey, listen, you know, you can always edit out the identity or use the filter system, the language filter system that's built in.
Can I jump in on that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm an
excellent person to do this.
This is Cullen Brainy on the phpbb.com forums. And for the phpbb.com moderator team, we have very strict guidelines that we follow in handling all sorts of situations to make sure that we're consistent and fair to every user that we interact with. And one of the most important things is you need to see it from both sides, I think, as a moderator. You cannot just see what the rules are. You really need to understand the users and see where they're coming from. And you still have to enforce the rules, but if you have to make exceptions, err on the cautious side and make them feel welcome, and definitely, definitely don't try and alienate them.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing you can do as a moderator.
Some of the ways that moderators will make mistakes in alienating people is making very derogatory statements, sarcastic statements, or anger type of statements. You know, that, you know, emotional. It's best to moderate without emotion. Just try and be objective in the moderation process.
And that's
professional. It's really important to be professional.
And staying detached from the situation is absolutely one of the hardest things to do sometimes.
And if you have a moderator staff, if you have some moderators who are getting a little personal with it, sometimes it's best to have other moderators deal with that situation because it can be a little bit more objective.
Did that answer the question? Okay. Hopefully that's that. Continue on.
That's all I have. Unless there's any questions.
No. All right.
Thanks, Adam. The session goes for 15 more minutes, so I don't know if you guys have any questions or thoughts or anything you want to discuss, or if anyone online wants to discuss anything.
I would be happy to.
Do you have questions?
No.
No one in the chat room is asking questions?
Nobody in the chat room is asking questions.
It's a golden opportunity to hear all the team members.
If there's anything, for example, you wanted to know about a few team members who are sitting here, now's a good time to ask.
I accept bribes.
That was Colin on the record. you know, for PHPBB, one of the things that we have been working on, or that we want to work on, and we've been having discussions with the group of us today, about is really trying to extend PHPBB's community reach. We compare ourselves a little bit with some other open source projects, many of which we've seen here, that are similar to us, PHP-based, website-based, that actually do a lot of community outreach in real life beyond just their websites, perhaps IRC channels. Which is about the extent that PHPBB has done. We just mentioned this is our first real event in North America, and total number of events you can probably count on the fingers of one hand. And I don't know if you guys wanted to discuss a little bit about, you know, ideas in terms of trying to make it easier to, or better, get the community better engaged outside of the .com forums.
Well, if any PHPBB users would like to set up their own meetup, they definitely are welcome to. You don't need to be a .com team member in order to organize your own meetup with people that might be interested in using PHPBB. I mean, if you can just get five people together, people that doesn't... We have eight people together here. And just, if someone's interested in learning how to set up their own forum, how to use PHPBB, anyway, that's one of the best things you can help do to spread the reach of the community.
And also, please feel free to contact us about setting up your local meetup, as we may be able to help depending on the location.
We do try a lot to get, you know, community involvement, and I was actually at OSCAM yesterday to sort of wing the presentation on this, and I'm very curious to get some input from you guys, and we've been doing more of this with the modding and style community, people who come on together and offer support on the forums, bug trackers and style, and security tracker submissions. Thoughts on, because we try to get more community involvement and practice what we preach when we're a product about creating communities.
One of the things that I would like to hear from the users is what they would like to see from not only the product as far as what features they would want in the product. And I know we actually get that a lot. We get a lot of, I'd like to see this feature and this feature and this feature. And that
how long until the next version comes out? It'll be done when it's done.
Speaking of the next version, they've been hauling like crazy on the 3.0.6, and for those who are kind of out of the loop with the release process for the PHPBB, 3.0.5, which is the current stable version, was released at the end of May 31st. June 7th, they posted a blog post on PHPBB.com blog that outlined the next feature release for PHPBB. It was PHPBB 3.0.6, and it was going to be a feature release, which was really shocking.
Breaking all precedent.
Because they had stated before in the beta version of PHPBB 3 that it was then feature frozen, which meant no new features were going to be added to PHPBB 3. But it really hasn't been completely feature frozen. They've added quite a few, but this one was a dedicated feature release for PHPBB in the 3.0.x line. And they said that they were going to try and get a release out, the next release, or an RC, out in 2 to 3 months from that blog post, June 7th. And they outlined a list of, how many features or so would you say?
About 10 or so.
In 10 or a dozen or so features. And
some of them are kind of minor, some of them are major. Like, the quick reply feeds are probably the biggies.
Mm-hmm. And since then, let's see, it's been about... Six weeks since that blog post, and they have all but maybe one of those features now in the core. And I think the one feature that's missing is the searching ability in the logs, and part of that is actually there already.
One thing that you got the teams, and I'm not a team member myself, so I speak of this as an outsider and someone who covers it, but they've been launching these junior teams with junior mod validators, junior developers, which are a way to get some members of the community a bit more involved without perhaps being full-fledged members, full-fledged developers, or full-fledged mod validators. They can become get involved, offer their contributions through a sort of a mentored process. And that has certainly for the development team, it's greatly expanded the number of people working on the core code. Same is true for mod validators who, we'll explain for people who aren't familiar, like welcome. mods are short for modifications, which are people
plugins,
sort of like plugins, except it's kind of edits more core code, but it's for adding features. And community members who are developers can develop mods or modifications to add to PHPBB. And as a service, PHPBB teams have a mod team. They will receive mods that are submitted, actually review them to see that they meet the standards, that they're secure, that they actually work, and then release them on a database on phpbb.com. And the same is true. We have a styles team that do that as well. So they've been working. So by bringing junior developers and junior mod validators, we're able to get a lot more community involvement that way.
Yeah, and this is between 3.0.5 and 3.0.6 is the most active development I've seen of the PHPBB 3 line since beta 1 was released.
Yeah.
And before, sometimes it would go 6 months before you'd see the next release, and you'd have, 80 or so changes in the change log. Well, now they're over 100, and it's only been 6 weeks. So you can see how the development has really sped up since adding the junior developers, and getting their contributions to the product has been extremely valuable, at least from a user standpoint.
They get to do the bug fixes while the developers get to go write the features.
Right. It's and the other, they write the bug fixes, and all the development team has to do is go through and approve the patch that they're submitting. So that it makes their job a lot easier, so they don't have to be spending all their time on developing the product. Which because we all do this in our spare time, we're not employed by PHPBB, so it's all dependent on how much spare time you have to work on the project. So it's been extremely helpful to have a lot of different people contributing from different sources, and it gets, when you get activity like that, it really encourages more activity from even the developers that are there. So I think we'll see a 3.0.6 RC release, I'm guessing within the next month, even sooner than May.
Did any of you guys want to say anything?
Well,
Nathan, you haven't said anything at all.
one second. Obsidian is about to leave in the chat room, but I wanted to get a question that was asked a while ago covered.
Okay.
Back when we were talking about moderators and in helping with the forum. No, don't leave yet. it's not time for night yet, peeps.
Just ask
sorry.
Question.
He'd asked, so what do you do when you have a, you need to be professional and kind of welcome to users, but what do you do when you have a situation that's serious? You don't want to lose face, but you want to make it clear you don't want to tolerate the rule that was offended. And unfortunately, depending on the community, you need to make that public to the community, which normally means you have to ban the user. Now, that is the last resort drastic thing to do, but if someone really is causing problems in a community, and that can mean trolling, that can mean just posting obscene messages, or can just mean creating a feel that makes new users unwelcome and is slowly sucking the life out of your community, sometimes that's the only thing that you can do. And it's unfortunate, but that's your only course of action. So, yeah.
Hopefully that answered the question.
Oh, sorry. Just taking our, so I guess one thing, as we start to close up, I would guess, for someone who wants to become more involved in the community, what would I just get, maybe go down the line, what do you think is the best way for people to become more involved in PHPBB if they want to be able to make contributions the way that team members and just other community members do?
Okay, I'll jump in on that. If you feel that you can help provide support for PHPBB, go in and provide support. If you feel that you're better at maybe developing new features and you have some good ideas, go do modding. If you feel that you have some great designs, you can help out with styles. There are plenty of things that you can do, and even some stuff that if you're not sure what you can do, you're welcome to ask, and we might be able to point you in a direction where you'll really be able to help the PHPBB project. What?
Quality assurance as well.
Just downloading the latest commits from the SVN repository.
There's a mailing list for quality assurance you can sign up for. So whenever they release RCs to help make sure that our things are good. We have an inside joke about quality assurance that we won't get to here. I'll save that for the podcast.
Yeah, quality assurance is definitely very valuable because that team, this is David, by the way, and some people were asking on the chat who was talking. This is David, Highway of Life.
Previously, it was me, Cullen Breeny.
So the QA team is very important to PHPBB right now because it means less that the development team has to do to go through and test all their patches and bug fixes and things like that to make sure that they are working and that the next release is going to be completely stable. So that's a very valuable team that everyone is given a specific task. They'll test this part of the system, test that part of the system, and when everybody comes together and says, okay, these couple of things not working right, and they fix those, and then they were able to release a stable product. So since they added the QA teams, I would say that PHPBB 3 has increased in its stability as far as releases go. It's a lot more stable. There's not annoying bugs that you would find in a lot of other software. With PHPBB, it's fairly stable, so that's nice. That's a great thing.
Mm. Last slot, unless we have any more questions from online or here. But what do you think PHPBB can do going forward to get more community involvement in ways that we haven't done yet? Just early, premature, speculative thoughts. Because I know you guys have team member discussions that you kind of like to keep private. But Adam.
As was said by Colin, if you are an active member of PHPBB, focus on your area specialty.
What PHPBB would like to do as a result is essentially get more people on board. Not necessarily in terms of a team member sense, although that would be great, but in terms of letting the community know as a project essentially what we need, what areas need improvement, what areas are lacking in terms of, you know, whether it's code, whether it's the website, whether it's events and meetings and things like that, and essentially letting people step up to the plate and say, hey, I have an idea, I have a suggestion, or I have a skill set, I have an ability, they can contribute to this as well. So going forward, I think PHPBB would like to essentially let the community be a little bit more transparent with the community and let them know what our needs are and where we can put what we've done, what our goals are, and essentially allow them to help contribute.
So from the outside perspective, because I'm a former mod team member and now I'm the QA team, so I can look from the sort of an outside perspective and say what I wish the PHPBB team would do without getting slapped. Slapping is
all we know you're listening.
For those who are unfamiliar with that term, it's a term we use on IRC when somebody slaps you. It's a teasing thing. Anyway, what I would like to see from the PHPBB teams is to look at the community as more of a potential involvement and not as far as adding them to the teams, but to say, okay, if somebody wants to contribute to PHPBB in a way that they're not currently contributing, and say, okay, you know what, I want to contribute to this project.
Mm-hmm.
And the PHPBB team say, okay, that'd be great, yes. What is your skill set? What are you good at? What are you good at doing? You know, you might have people who are good at marketing, or are good at PR, who are good at testing, who are good at a various array of things that I can't even, I'm not even thinking about right now, but who are good at that sort of thing, and then be able to utilize their talents. And they don't have to be on the PHPBB teams to utilize those kinds of talents, but to be able to endorse them and encourage them and give them the material and the resources that they would need to be able to contribute to the community with their skill set.
I hate using myself as an example, but I'm going to. I spent 9 months on the mod team, stopped doing it because I didn't have the time commitment. Started up the podcast that is now PHPBB Weekly. It's unofficial. It's not affiliated with the teams, but it was something new. It filled an open niche, and quite frankly, we've gotten a lot of support from team members. I have, anyway, and then David came on board, and it's now quite successful. And also being able to put on events like this, we were able to convince the teams to give us some mention on their official forums to recognize, we are doing some stuff for the community, not because we can, not because we're getting paid for it, but because PHPBB gave something good to us, we want to give something good back. And it's not an official capacity, but it's worth having some recognition of. So, we're almost done. We have the next group coming in. Last word from anybody who wants to give a last word. We're going to start making t-shirts.
Yeah, that's a good question. You're referring to these t-shirts?
Or anything.
We might be wrong.
Sign up
with
the marketing department.
Start a design thing on the site and see how you design the t-shirts.
There definitely are talks about, I know a while back in the 2 days, we were using cafe press at the time, just getting a very simple system for different t-shirts and things like that. But there have been talks as far as getting merchandise back. We have the birdies available for sale if you want a mascot. PHPBB.com/shop. There have been talks about getting t-shirts and other merchandise, so you can help support it. When you go out and about, and people ask you about it, hey, what's that? Every time I wear my PHPBB shirt, people are always asking me, what is it? That's definitely a great way to spread it.
All right, wrapping up, I would like, because the next BOF session is here, thank you to our audience, both the few people here that joined us. Thank you for coming and giving us more to present and talk about at the beginning. And if you have questions, come and ask us. To our audience online, I would also give a free promo that this event is sponsored by our podcast, PHPBB Weekly. This is phpbbweekly.net. Thank you to David, Francis, Cullen, Nathan, Adam, and I think for team members for being on board and speaking, and that's it. That is OSConvasion 2009, and thank you very much.
And
let's want to do our closing tagline.
Special thanks to Douglas for setting up this local group meeting.
Yeah, without Douglas, this event would not have happened. So
it wouldn't be you guys. It wouldn't be as cool.
And we hope to hear from more of you out there about more meetings that we can help you sponsor.
And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. Bye, everybody.